Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your Saturday night party sexy time.
With your host, Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay. I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince is a slob troll.
Yeah.
Saturday night party sexy, sexy time. Sexy time.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Vince the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I go to club on a Saturday night. I order vodka to make me feel right. The place is best. Dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly, I see you. You're dancing too. Your hips are shaking. I don't know what to do. I want to talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yabby dabby day, yo bo bo boy. I wanna be a disco boy. Wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight. Wanna make you mine tonight. Yabby dabby day, yo bo bo boy. I wanna be a disco boy. Wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight. Wanna make you mine tonight.
Some of them are gay.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Saturday night party sexy time.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the bag.
Saturday night party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Hatred, Greg.
Cactus.
Yahoo.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yahoo!
Cactus. What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay?
The game's name.
Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
On the network.
Oh my God.
Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Woo! Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva y invasora. Peligrosa para la integridad del
Vince in the Bay. In the Bay.
Saturday night party sexy time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you very nice.
Party sexy time.
Vince in the Bay. Welcome. It's Saturday night party sexy time. Hello and welcome to the program and the chit chat room. Mr. Donnie C, Fat Red Dragon, Patty Come Home, and the Tech Pedo. Pedo? Did you just say pedo? Even though you spell it pedo, is that really? Do you still pronounce it pedo? let me get some clarification here from my resident pedo aficionado. Kishu, hey, what's up?
Oh,
hey, Kishu, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I'm like munching on
something. So I just wanted to clarify. You probably know how to pronounce this. In the chat, I have the tech pedo. Is it pedo or did you just say pedo?
I don't know, dude.
When pedo. He spells it P-A-D...
I say pedo.
Pedo?
And
but
I would
it's
guess
spelled
that was
P-A-E-D-O. Is that like the ghettofied version of pedo?
Pedo. I don't know. I got some Hawaiian punch and some noodles, so I'm going to chill for a minute, if that's okay.
That's right, Patty come home lately. I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah, do what you got to do, Peach, Peach. I appreciate it. I got Patty come home and talking smack to me in the chat here. Yeah, Patty come home. You are in for another, you are in store for yet another craptastic show by yours truly, Vince in Le Bay. Hey, Ken Moore's here. Shouts to Ken Moore. Love you, bro. Good to see you in the chat room if you want to join me on air. It's wide. We're just going to open up the lines tonight and just party. I have nothing planned. I have zero material. As I do every night, I have nothing, zero planned. So just going to take calls and wing it. And we got a caller here. Let's go to area. We got Brandon. Brandon, you're on the air with Vince in the Bay. What's up?
1831 Ellis Street, San Francisco, 408-674-0719. Vincent Tachi.
Toche,
excuse me.
Yeah.
Again, that's 1831 Ellis Street, San Francisco, 408-674-0719. Hold on, let me pull up your mom again. She was Mary, right? Yeah.
All right, no mom jokes. Mom jokes are old. Let's go. Okay, who's let's flush out the trash while we're here. Blocked number, you're on the air. Hello, blocked caller, you're on the air. Hello, unmute yourself, please. Okay, or not. Never mind, your hand was up, but you are not there. That's fine. Anywho, Vince in the Bay, kicking it freestyle up the top of the dome. It's the Saturday Night Party Sexy Time Show, and I'm taking calls about anything. If you want to dox me on air, very well then, go ahead and do it. Get it over with, though. Do it quickly. Expedite the situation because I want to get on to some entertainment. I want to entertain people. I don't think it's... Yes, my last name is not In the Bay. It's Toche, which rhymes with In the Bay. Toche. Anyhow. 347-826-7667 is the number. Tracy Gamora is in here, the Tech Pado, Patty Come Home, Kishu, Ken Moore, Donnie C. Ken, call in, dude. Oh, man. All right. You know what? I was going to play this a little bit later, but I'll do it now. You guys know I joined Ghost on his show for 420, and... Well, quite frankly, I made an ass out of myself. It was very embarrassing, and it has since been plastered all over the internet. And I'm ashamed of myself. And some of you aren't familiar with what went down exactly, and so I'm going to play a clip of it here. Hopefully, this will get you up to speed. But it's episode 69. You go back to the archives, to the Ghost Show, episode 69. I love how he says it, too. If you listen to that episode, he goes, 69, dude! That ghost is fucking hilarious. I haven't checked his Capitalist Army site yet, but I would imagine after yesterday, Ghost must have a real Capitalist Army on his hands now. Good for him. He needs it. Those kids loved him. They were, oh my God, they were so in love with him on Friday. Insane. It was kind of cool to be witness to those two raids this week. On Monday, I was on Debbie's show when she got raided, and on Friday, I was on the Ghost show when he got raided. That was pretty sick. They loved Ghost. I think they're gonna come back for more. I think it'll be awesome tomorrow. But anyway, so I hung out with Ghost on Wednesday, and if I can find it, I'll let you hear what went down. Here it is.
Oh man, this thing makes your nose drip and makes your head sweat, there, boy. I mean, I'm tearing up for Christ. Anyway, let's go ahead and take some calls here. We got Vince back on the horn here. What's going on, Vince?
Hey, welcome to the cloud system of 420, Ghost. It's good to have you.
Yeah,
here.
It's not something that I partake in a lot of days out of the week, but it's feeling a little tingly on the head, to say the least, man. I gotta do another bowl here because this other one's cash. I don't have a damn ashtray, so I gotta get a goddamn old beer can, for Christ's sake. Get a goddamn old beer can. Yeah, hey, hold on, Vince. I'm gonna go ahead and take a hit there, man. Do you have some stuff on you?
Yeah, I do, bro. I have a little starfruit. It's called starfruit. It's a sativa dominant strain. So I go with the sativa during the day, so I can, you know, keeps me up, keeps me motivated, so I can do stuff. And then towards the end of the night, I'll pop on some indica, and that will relax me and wind me down, give me a nice.
Yeah, I think that's what this stuff is, some indica. You know, I was taking a look at the different types of stuff. I mean, it's very informative. The different weeds that are out there, that, you know, they actually got pictures of this crap. People are proud of it. You got growers and stuff. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah, it's on for real. And you know what? Speaking of medicinal marijuana or marijuana and politics, in my hometown where I grew up, San Jose, where Goofy's out of, the city council just let yesterday, they had a huge session where they went on all day long. It was like an 8-hour session where they were trying to put a ban on all marijuana dispensaries in the city of San Jose.
Oh man, no way, dude.
And right now there's like over 110 operating in San Jose. And the city council voted last night. They wanted to ban all of them altogether, but they changed it to where they just want to ban. They just want to ban all of them except for 10. They're gonna put a rule into effect that there can only be 10 dispensaries in San Jose. And it's pure crony capitalism at its finest. And I actually am a friend of one of the city councilmen members on my Facebook. And I sent him a message. I was like, "What's up, dude? Why are you guys passing this? This is stupid." And he's like, "Well, I voted no. I voted no." And I was like, "Dude, that's bullshit. You know, you shouldn't." But this is how twisted and liberal this guy is. This guy's supposed to be one of the more conservative, I guess, or moderates. He's like, no. I think we should do incremental regulation so we can whittle it down sort of covertly. And that was his excuse. Like, that was a better plan. He's like, he wanted to see the end result, but he just wanted to whittle it down in a roundabout. I was like, what a fucking pussy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, you know, Vince, you're really kind of just, you know, ruining the moment here by talking politics, man. You know, I didn't have anything on the agenda, but you're really serious about this, right? I mean, don't you have like some of that high grade marijuana, genetically altered tetrahydrocannabinol that you can consume in and you know, just kind of be in the same frequency that I'm in at this certain time. So, if you'll excuse me there, Vince, I'm just going to, you know, take one more toot here.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. As a matter of fact, I mean, I thought that Jimi Hendrix was talking about heroin in that song. You know what I mean?
I thought he was talking about putting it up some other guy's pooper.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding me? Jimi Hendrix?
I heard he was bi. Have you ever seen him in interviews?
Yeah, I know he was kind of out there. It was all that hippie shit, yeah.
Free love.
I don't want to believe it.
Sorry to blow your image, no pun intended. Har.
There's no way that Jimi Hendrix was, taking it up the poop chute or, you know, doing some fudge packing. You know what I mean? Vince, you really besmirched, my show by doing that. But you're calling me a goofball by sitting here saying that because I like Hendrix, I'm sorry, Vince. I gotta get him off. I gotta get him out of here. Jesus Christ. Can you believe this crap? Jimi Hendrix taking it up the pooper, for Christ's sake. I mean, have I heard it? I mean, are you kidding me, Vince? Are you kidding me?
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning? Anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
Hell no, boy. Vince in the Bay, boy.
Vince is a slump troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, that ain't me.
Oh, my God.
Weird. Where's
one on?
I'm a troll.
Or why?
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay. Hey, everybody, it's Vince in the Bay back here with you, taking your calls. 347-826-7667 is the number, and I have Ken Moore with me now. Hey, Ken, what's going on, dude?
Not much, just fucking a cow.
Uh-huh.
Liking
right
it,
on.
Too. Would you like some cow?
No, I like chicken. Chicken or turkey? Mm.
Hang on, I'm about finished with the cow. There we go. So, what you been up to today?
Oh, man. Nothing much. I was just lazy today. I took a nap.
Why?
I hung out on the... I did my show last night, and I was really pooped from that. Went to straight to bed. And then woke up this morning and was on the 420 Grindhouse for their Wake and Bake. So I hung out with FRD and Goofy Bone and some dude called Comedian Master.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not that I know him or anything.
Yeah, no, it's like this black dude. I don't know where he's out of.
Why is he gonna be black?
He's called the Comedian Master, but I don't know. He didn't really say anything very funny.
Why is he gonna be black?
Because he is.
Oh, so he's like Goofy Bone, the Dirty Mexican.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty, more or less, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I hung out with those dudes, and then after that was over, I went for a walk, and came back and crashed, took a nap. I slept for like a couple of hours. Yeah. What is today, Saturday? Yeah, Saturday.
It's Sunday.
Lazy Saturday. Lazy Saturday.
Sunday. Happy Easter.
Oh, yeah, it's Easter. Oh, dude, it's so crazy, man. I'm over here by Golden Gate Park, and the area around Hippie Hill on Wednesday was quite a different scene than it was today. Walked over there today, and today they had it all fenced off for some Easter thing for the kids. And they put a big like fence around the entire thing, so none of the dirty hippies and gutter punk kids that live in the park could get in. It was interesting.
Why do you hide eggs on Easter? Is a rabbit going to fucking steal them or what?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a tradition. I'd have to Google it.
Well, you know you pissed off the one angry Jew, don't you?
Okay, you're Patriot Greg, as per usual.
I'm sorry. It's just not
the Jew. Oh, the Jew hates me now? Is he not going to call my show anymore?
He won't be back.
Is that a promise?
He says that, and he isn't going to admit that he stepped in it. I think you muted him one too many times.
Because he was pissing me off, dude. He annoys me. You don't understand, dude. Like, people get butthurt over me muting them. And, like I've had Kishu on mute this whole time. Kishu, are you still there?
Nigger. Yeah, I'm still here. I didn't think it was muted. I was talking, too.
Oh, really? Fuck, my bad.
Yeah. Speaking of Easter, there will be no Easter. At least there will
canceled?
Be no Easter Bunny.
Is it canceled?
It's probably canceled because
really?
I fucking hit that
Easter
Bunny on the way home from fucking Dick Burns' house tonight. I really did. I mean, I was devastated for a minute. I like turned my car around to make sure it was dead.
I'm gonna check Drudge to see if you're right. Oh, what do you know? They even have a picture of it on here.
Oh, you didn't.
Of the dead Easter Bunny?
You didn't mute him.
Yeah,
you hung up on him.
It's third column. It's third column on Drudge, about a third of the way down. Yeah.
Bummer.
Right under the story about Grandma dropped in Arctic in botched rescue dies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So no Jew. That's fun.
No Jew. This is going to be a Jew-free show, kids. What do you think?
You hung up on him.
Jew's going to call in now just to prove you wrong.
Fuck him. No. I'm not going to, you know what, I'm not going to even say anything. I don't want, because you're right, if I talk about him, then he's going to want to call in.
No, he won't.
He'll call in to talk to me. That's what he'll do.
Yeah, seduce him.
Kishu took over
the
show.
Do what you do, Kishu. Do what you do.
Maybe I'll get on Tiny Chat again tonight.
Oh, my God. That was so awesome. I watched the video because I videotaped it. I hope you know.
I'm sure you did.
I screen captured part of it. I screen captured the good parts with my butt and all that stuff. I'm going to try to see if I can't make a video of somehow merging my butt with your face in the same frame.
That would be win. That would be really awesome.
And I really enjoyed the animation. They had there was one that had my butt. It was like. It was like I was peeing out of my ass. I was peeing like mud. It was projecting straight out of my cornhole. It was
that
amazing.
Wasn't mud, baby. You know what that was.
Yeah, I know what that was. But I want to see that continue. I want to see after all that empties out, like you see like a fucking couch come out and like a VW bus and like some old dirty hippies. I want to see some real fucking crazy shit coming out of my ass. But I appreciate the love. That I really do. It's great. Oh, Ken's back. Well, sorry, Ken, you dropped off. What's up?
You didn't. Not only did you mute him one too many times, you hung up on him.
Oh, he pissed me off, dude.
Well, it was the Argentina thing.
He pissed me off, man. He really pissed me off. We were getting in a good flow, and then I get it. I know his shtick. I like his shtick. I'm down with it. But, you know, sometimes the shtick gets old and soggy, and it's sometimes just not, you know how it is. You have those friends where it's like, not now, dude. Come on, seriously. Don't be a fucking idiot right now. Why do you have to do it right now, you know?
Yeah, but to his credit, Bill was not letting him explain when Bill asked a question.
Where is Bill? Bill should call in.
Yeah, and, you know, no disrespect to Bill, because I like Bill. I like the Jew.
Oh, I love Bill, man. He was so awesome on that show. That was the highlight of my week. That was, seriously, that show on Thursday night was the highlight of my week. Like, when I had him, did you finally hear it, Kishu?
No.
Oh, my God, you got to hear that episode. It was
Thursday
night.
I was too busy that night trying to Ant Hero.
Yeah, and that was the, because it was a crazy week, man. I had five shows with over 200 listeners, and I averaged like 225 listeners over 7 days for each show. And that's, I couldn't dream about that 2 weeks ago. But out of all those shows, the least attended one was the best one, and that was Thursday night. And if anybody missed it, you got to listen back to it. It was fucking hilarious. We had it was Bill and me for a while, just chit chatting, and then the BWC came on and they went nuts on him. I gave them like 3 minutes with him. It was fucking hilarious. And then they all called back in individually, and took swipes at him and at me a couple of times, and it was. They won a couple of them. They won a couple. I'll give it to them. They won. They certainly won a few of them. And, yeah, it was entertaining. It was cool. Bill was in rare form, as per usual. And that's the thing, is that's the Jew was pissed off that he wasn't the center of attention, that he wasn't in on the fun. And so he started getting all snappy and crabby. And I just kicked him off. I just booted him. He was just not contributing.
So, he annoys the hell out of me, but I just tell him, you know, hey, you're annoying me.
Hey, any noise annoys an oyster.
You're getting called to do roll call, bro.
Already? Do we even have enough people to do a fucking roll call? Come on. There's like five people in there, you assholes. Fine, roll call. Any minute now.
You know, you play the wrong song. You're supposed to do Reveille.
No, this is a. I was given this song by Carlito from Mexico. He gave me this song.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the Marine song.
Yeah. Whatever.
You know how you kill a bunch of Marines?
Huh.
You throw some sand at a wall, tell them to hit the beach.
All right, chit-chatters, it's time to do roll call and acknowledge all of the valiant service that has been done in the chit-chat room by the chit-chatters. I'm talking about you, Carlito from Mexico, Donnie C., Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, John Brand, Ken Moore, Kishu, Pato Hunter, the Tech Pato, and Tracy Gamora. Yes, I will. And yes, Carlito from Mexico. I have shut the Jew up. He I don't know. I did something right. He's not. Apparently, he's not going to call back in. So, you're welcome.
I think he was referring to me, Vince.
Oh, he thinks you're the Jew? No, that's not the Jew, yeah. Dude. He's not, that's Ken Moore. He's not even Jewish. He's not even a Jew.
But I do have a yarmulke.
Holy smacker ponies.
Winning.
Okay, let's take a call. 111, you're on the air.
I'm going to rape you, faggot.
Where? In my mouth, ass, or in my where?
In your ass.
Oh, cool. It's pretty loose there. My mouth's probably tighter. You sound like you have a large genitalia. You'd probably want to fuck my mouth hole.
Do you have any hemorrhoids? I want to pop them with my cock.
Oh, is it? You have a small cock then? Like a little?
No, I'm just going to pop your hemorrhoids with my cock.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's that.
Thin
and sharp, it must be minute.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
So, Kishu, what'd you have for dinner tonight?
I had chicken Alfredo noodles.
Oh, wow. That sounds bomb.
Yeah. It's pretty bomb.
You always have the. Do you cook all this shit?
Yeah, no, I cook all the time. I like to cook. It's good. Yeah, that's what women are for, dude.
You are the. Now I see why Dick Burns keeps you around.
This is true.
I understand. You're pretty amazing.
Shouts out to
Dick Burns. Sorry, I that you're no longer here on BTR as a. Show host, that's a travesty. I really was a big supporter of Dick Burns Presents. I was all about that shit.
But
I continue to enjoy him on the internet at his YouTube channel. Some good shit going on over there. All right, Goofy's here. Goofy, what's up, dude?
Just kicking back Saturday night. Fucked up. Sharks lost. I'm just kicking back.
Sharks lost.
Trying to fuck hoes in the name of Bill Wagner.
Oh, did you get that shit on tape? Did you get that shit on tape? By the way, did they say it?
No, but you got to. Well, when I'm done with this troll wars, you can fucking crack up, man. Oh my god.
That's the other thing, Kishu. I told you about that Goofy called in with some hoes and his boy, and they were all yelling Bill Wagner while Bill was on the phone. It was fucking classic.
That is pretty amazing.
Dude, I got hella people, because I try to explain, you know, the Blog Talk Radio life to my real life. And then when I mentioned Bill Wagner, like, it's right, like, something sparks in it, and they always say his name, like, four or five times. Bill Wagner? Bill Wagner?
It's just it's just a great name to say.
I don't know.
I don't know why Blog Talk has to exit out. It's a beautiful name to say and look at.
Hey, Vince, I gotta go. Your chat room's telling me to leave.
Oh, all right, dude. Hey, you know, the stall number three, it won't flush. I don't know what's going on with that, so you might want to take a look at that.
Oh, okay. Well, let me roll this blunt real quick, and then we'll get to that. But we're still going to fuck hoes in the name of Bill Wagner. If this broad calls me tonight, I got to get it on tape. I don't want to let
just,
it down.
You can record it with, like, your phone or something. Or you got something you can record it with, right?
No, shit, I got video cameras worldwide, so I'm just gonna fucking have.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Going.
Get that on video and send that shit to me. I wanna see that.
Oh, I just brought the show down, Vince. I hope your ratings don't go down.
Oh. It's
Sorry.
All good, dude. It's all good,
I'm
bro.
You
know what, bro? Just pay attention to what's going down right here. Don't look at the chit chat.
Oh, okay. I thought we paid attention.
You're getting
to
easily.
Chat.
I think you're a little bit inebriated, and I think you're easily distracted. And I don't think it's a good idea.
I'm drunk.
Yeah. You shouldn't drink anymore. You should smoke that shit down. Sink back into your couch, and fucking just play some tunes or just listen to Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay. Oh, I got Vince saying your name so fucking crazy. It is so funny, man. I got broads that would say Vince in the bag.
Right, you got to send me that shit too, dude. I want to sample that.
I got you, Vince. Don't even trip. So what's going down tonight? Where's Ken Moore? I hear the beautiful Kishi's on the line.
Yep.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Hey, I don't speak Mexican, even though I'm Spanish, you idiot.
Well, who would be the idiot then?
Well, both of us.
Why, because I speak Spanish?
No, because you're speaking Spanish to a non-speaking Spanish Mexican, so that makes you an idiot. And then that makes me an idiot because I'm the Spanish, I'm the Mexican who's supposed to know the Spanish that you're talking to me with, and I don't know the Spanish, so therefore I'm an idiot. So therefore, we're idiots together. That makes us friends.
Friends? You're just the guy that cleans up the toilet after I use it.
Oh, come on, man. You know what pisses me off? I was cleaning out Desert Rose's fucking shitter. And that broad, she must have had a yeast infection or something, because she had nothing but fucking douche bottles all over her toilet. It was terrible.
Doesn't surprise me. Did Debbie Stahl still have some blood on the seat?
You know what, Debbie Stahl? I think Debbie really blew her fucking mind. Debbie Stahl has these little shrunken heads that says trolls on them. And I think she killed people and shrunk their heads. And then she has them in her stall. And then she has a picture of Vic there. And then she has a picture of Moxie with an X over it. And then she has Matilda Blankets with a picture with an X over it. And then she has the Kill Bill diary, you know, from the movie. She has that there. And then she has me, Vince's name. She has the one angry, well, first it's the one angry Jew. And
yeah,
then
but that's a voodoo doll.
Then it's Vince in the Bay. And then my name's there. And then last but not least, out of all the people she's going to kill, Cowpote is the last person.
No, not Cowpote.
Not Cowpote.
He's so innocent.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cowpote Radio.
It was a speculation sports, specifically sports talk, special with the bitch, and the president.
Oh, man.
You can't tell what that guy says, dude. He talks too fast.
But hey, he reads the paper.
That's my friend, Cowpoke.
He reads the paper.
Hey, so okay, let me get this straight, okay, because I was trying to explain it to my friends, because the BWC hates Bill Wagner. But then, yeah, they're over there fighting in his name. How does that work?
Dude, he's their final boss. I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I understand. You know, you get to the last level, there's the boss, Bill Wagner, you know, like the Darth Sidious and the Troll Wars and all that shit. That's Bill Wagner, the final boss. But it's like, why do they cuss at him? Why would you be so disrespectful to the final boss?
They're trolls. They don't know any better. They do that to everybody.
So once again, I'm a stupid Mexican. Yes, Vince, hang up on the Mexican. Yeah, hang up on me, fuck. Hang up on me now.
No, I'm not. I like you.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I want you to hang out, dude.
Hey, so what? Dick Burns got his show kicked off at Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, a lot of people got their accounts deleted from BTR in the last week.
Oh, well, I wonder who was the one that happened to just say...
I don't know. You think somebody said anything? You think somebody said something?
No, man. You know that troll fucking episode that she had where she got bombarded? You know, she was real, from what I heard, my inside sources, she was taking down all their names so she could report them to Blog Talk Radio. So regardless of you trolls, now take notes, people, from the Mexican, because sometimes the Mexican does tell the truth. If you change your name from your account, whatever, hello, you still have a trace. So she's there taking all these names, and some of these people are like 5-6 different names. It's all one person. So maybe Dick Burns was one of those people who did such and such, and, you know, you got popped. You know what I mean?
It sounds like you're speculating, bro. I don't know that you can draw a direct line.
Hanging around too much speculation sports. That's what we do, gentlemen. You know, we speculate, you win. That's what we do.
My God.
See? I hang around. I become a freedom fighter. Look, I'm starting to talk like that motherfucker. Yeah, we're on the east side, the poor side, the best side. Yes, we are. That's what we're doing.
Oh, my God. He did another video. I saw he sent me one of these videos. He did another one with his cat that just wants to fucking rip his face off.
Fucking, what's that cat name? Kobe the kitty.
That cat wants to kill him. That cat hates him.
Holy shit.
That cat wants to rip his face off every time he does a video with that cat. It's disgusting.
Oh,
can you blame the cat?
I'm going to call PETA on him. I swear to God, somebody should fucking call PETA on that guy, because those videos are fucking they're disturbing. It's like, put the cat down, you asshole.
Oh, man.
I don't even like cats. I hate cats. I don't have cats, except for the one that Carl got.
Hey, well, so Vince, let's talk, all right? You
yeah.
You publicly came out on Ghost saying that you're, you know... out of the closet, Nazi.
No, dude. I was high, dude. No. You're getting it wrong, dude. I smoked some bad weed, dude. I like mixed up. It was on some sativa, and I mixed it with indica, and I was just really baked, and I wasn't thinking straight, man. I'm not gay.
Oh, okay. No, I knew you weren't gay, but it's just like, you know, sometimes you get drunk and sometimes you get high and then you just go off in a blizzard. And sometimes
when you get fucked up, you do stupid shit. And I did some stupid shit, and I regret it. And I apologized to Ghost, and he seemed to be cool. And you know, and we're good. It's all good. I still think Jimi Hendrix was gay, though.
He was pissed off. I fucking get him out of here. I can't believe it.
I don't want to think that, man. I don't want to think that Jimi Hendrix was taking a cock in the poop shooter.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes. You mad, Ghost? You mad, bro? Oh, dude. Were you there for the raid? Were you there for the raid, Goofy, yesterday with Ghost?
Yeah, Good Friday. It was a good Friday because the trolls came out, man. I mean, shit. I was, you know what? I'm tempting to ask him, come on, Ghost, where do you sit on the troll wars? I know he's going to fucking throw me to the fucking wolves. Get the fucking Mexican out. Get him off.
What you talking about?
Well,
now he loves you right now. You're in a good place with him right now. I wouldn't mess with that.
Yeah, I don't want to destroy that relationship. You know, I was like, fuck. Ghost and Bill Wagner. I have both their pictures above my bed, and I pray to them every night. So it's like, I can't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just can't do.
Right on. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay, hanging out with Goofy Bone, Ken Moore, and Kishu, and we're taking calls. The lines with a Z are wide open. If you're a regular caller to the show, it's 1-347-826-7667. And we have a line for the line for Republicans is 1-347-826-7667. The Democratic line is 1-347-826-7667. And the independent line is 1-347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and we're going to take a little break here and hear from our good friend Goofy Bone. All right, kids, enjoy.
Chow time, gentlemen, chow time. Oh, bells on wheels for you then, motherfucker.
Fuck you, pig.
Come on, everybody. Chow time. Chow time.
Coming right back to me. Right back.
Drama.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Comes in all shapes and sizes.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Even got itty bitty surprises.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
That's why I always got my Glock.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Drama, it comes in all shapes and sizes. It even got itty bitty surprises. The Glocks are loaded, so let's go. It's time to create a murder show. Chump suckers in the streets trying to disrespect.
I've been dropped at dumb in the streets of San Jose. That don't work. If you don't got your paperwork, you're lying in dirt. I've seen it before, even my life's expendable. To the next man, you'll see the pressure like Tom Cable. But are you able to sacrifice your life for the table? Underline that fact, if you're a coward, you're gonna get whacked. Pull up to his house while he's watering his lawn, then you attack.
That's
wrong.
Come right back to me, right back to me.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
For the nigger who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
All right, Vince in the Bay back with Goofy Bone, Ken Moore, Kishu, and you if you call us now.
Vince, I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
All right. Some of your lovely listeners in the chat room think my music's crappy, and I really love them for that. They brought up a good point. Why did you stand aside Deb Daly on the network and decided to join forces with her while she was destroying other civilizations on Blog Talk Radio? And why did you make a peace treaty with her? I just was curious to wonder.
That's a good question, Goofy.
And yes, I am rich. That's the only thing I have in life over all you stupid people. I'm rich.
to tell you the truth, Goofy.
Yeah.
I aligned myself with Deb Daly because in anticipation, see, you know all the conspiracies about 9/11. I'm not going to get into them, but let's just say this, all right? 9/11 was planned, okay? We can all agree on that. The whole Twin Towers coming down, the buildings, the airplanes going in the towers. We can all agree that was somebody had a plan and carried it out, right? Therefore, somebody had preconceived knowledge. More than one person.
Well, let me tell you what.
And let me just let's just say this. Shut the fuck up, you goddamn spick.
Okay, let me just sit down real quick.
And you're part Dago too. You're Dago / spick.
Right. I'm a pinche.
Yeah, you're a pinche hoto. You see, now you threw me off my game, you idiot. What was I talking about? Goofy, what was I talking about?
The lovely Debbie Daly.
Oh, and the truce, right.
Yeah.
So I have information. I like Debbie Daly. I'm not as stupid as I sound. And I have received some information, some intel, if you will, that told me that the strategic move for Vince in the Bay would be to lay down the battle plan. But I didn't say it wasn't going to be carried out eventually. We just paused it. We paused it because we thought it was a better idea not to push it forward. It lays there. If need be, we can certainly put the wheels back in motion. But that's
okay. Well,
that's
well,
idling on the side right now.
Create.
Bigger matters. Let me finish here. I had some information that came to me, and I decided to make a truce with Debbie Daly. And then I don't know if your memory can go back that far, but Monday I appeared on Debbie's show, and we were very cordial and. Everything was on the up and up, and I hung out with her, and she invited me to stay with her on the air as more or less a co-host that night, and she subsequently got raided by some trolls off a couple of different board threads, and that was a beneficial that was a beneficial union for the two of us. Of course, Debbie gets the most out of it. I mean, she's got a ton of listeners now. She's got a following, as does Ghost now, and they should. They deserve them absolutely. But I honestly think most of those people though, obviously were there just for the troll. They just came for the troll and they're gone. And I was fortunate. They followed me over to my show and trolled me, and I got some extra listeners out of it. I got some some people. Like I said, I don't know. It was last night. Some folks came for the troll, stayed for the show, and that was the biggest compliment I could have ever gotten. And
all right,
and I love the trolls. Right. There's no secret about that, and that's why I don't have a lot of people in my chat anymore because it's not fun to troll me, and that's cool. I get it.
Yeah,
all...
You suck now. But here, let me tell you on my end of the Freedom Fighters what this all caused. Okay. Cowcode, first off, doesn't trust me because he knows I'm like a great Jedi and I have powers where I could kill him. So what did Cowcode do? He went and got and recruited that kid from Philadelphia, the Jamie C. kid. He recruited him to the Freedom Fighters. This kid's in a wheelchair. He's 10 years old. He's smarter than any of us in this world. But Cowcode recruited this kid to become a Freedom Fighter and fight in the Troll Wars. Can you believe this, Vince? He's stalking
I'm sorry, you were boring me. I didn't pay attention to anything you were saying. I got some callers. 111, you're on the air.
Vince.
Hey, who's that?
This is Sloppy Swarm. Or what is left of him.
Oh, my God. Go ahead. Continue.
No, Vince. You put me here. I'm banned. Thanks to you. What happened to the war, Vince? What happened? You didn't show up. You left us hanging in the wind. Many a warrior was lost, Vince. To you I say, fuck you. Fuck you and your show. Sloppy Storm out.
Oh, my God. That was the ghost of Sloppy Storm. He was one of the good ones, kids. He was like the head warrior for the crew we had in here. It was like Carlito, Sloppy Swarm, Matilda, Patty, Peter Bergden, all those kids gone, no longer with us. Sorry. If anybody wants to call, it's... (347) 826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay. Wow, I think I need to take a. I need to take a break. That was weird. I don't know if I just fucking imagined that or what. Fuck, that was so weird. So what else is going on, Goofy? Did the Giants win today?
Fuck sports. Sharks should have won today. You know what pisses me off, Vince? Because this means more than anything to me. Why? Because it's gang. It has something to do with the gang thing, you know, North versus South. So, of course, when the Sharks lose, it's like a slap in my fucking face. You know what I mean? So I take pride when we face L.A. or Anaheim because I hate fucking them. You know it. I know it.
That's right. You said it, bro. Hey, let's hear another cut from Goofy Bone. This is another track from him. If you want to join me, Goofy Bone, and Ken Moore, and Kishu, we're taking calls for another hour. We're going to go into hour number two here in a second. First, let's hear this track from Goofy Bone.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Yeah, leave that in. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, cause don't it make my brown eyes blue. And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Oh, that's good.
Feels
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
You coming at me, bro? You mad? I'm Vince in the Bay. 347-826-7667 is the number. I have Ken Moore and the Mexican and Kishu with me. So Mexican, tell us, you're starting your show in a couple of, like a week or something, right?
Yeah, the wetback's coming back.
Ah, I love it, dude. You always have the PR campaign on the fucking money, dude. That is badass. I can't wait. Dude, that's
I'm telling you, man, shit. I paid a lot of money for season 3, shit. Can't wait.
Get revenue sharing, bro. Get revenue sharing. It'll eventually, if you stick around long enough and you do get enough, you might make $5.
Shit, I don't even want to tell the story about what Blog Talk Radio tried to fucking offer me for a $3,000 contract.
Okay, then
don't. Hello, am I the only person here? Is like anyone?
Yeah, well, Ken's, I don't know, Ken's incapacitated. Kishu, I think, is bored.
Is he on his drugs again?
What?
Is Ken on his medication?
I don't know. Ken, are you on your meds?
Yep, I got to go take some. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, Ken, I just want to say welcome back, man. We really missed you, brother, and I thank God that God was on your side.
Okay, Jesus.
Yeah, whatever. But I think the guy's name was Jesus. But
how all you Mexicans pronounce it, Jesus?
Jesus, Jesus. Whatever, because I'll tell you right now, he's not even close to Dr. Seuss. You know what I'm saying? That's the only Seuss I know. Or a masseuse.
Gotta
love the masseuse.
Yeah, I don't want to hear you guys talk about masseuses or rubbing each other or anything. It's not what I'm into. But I think Kishu's back. Hey, Kishu, did you call me? Is that you?
I am back. Yeah, I had a phone call that I had to take. So.
Yeah, no worries.
I got a tiny chat room up, tinychat.com/VITBC. Anybody wants to get in on the action? We got Debbie Daly in there.
No, the Debbie Daly. Not the real Debbie Daly.
It's Debbie, I'm telling you.
I'll tell you. You know, this goes back to your question, Goofy. You asked why. Everybody's wondering why I did a truce with Debbie. Ultimately, it wasn't even a strategic move. It was just a smart move, the only choice. She, I don't know if you caught my show. What was it? 2 nights ago, maybe, when FRD and all the gang were hanging out with me towards late in the show, and we had the fake Debbie on, and I guess the real Debbie was like listening the whole time.
Yeah, the real Debbie came on.
Yeah, she hacked into my board, dude. I swear to God, I muted everybody on the board, and she was still talking. Like, it was some scary voodoo shit that I crapped my pants, dude. I was like, oh, my God.
Debbie Daly is beyond the troll war.
She's the queen bee, dude. It's insane, bro. It's insane. You can look at the archives. She was very nice, though. She was like, I was trying to play it off. I don't know if you listen to the archives, at the end of that show, I was trying to play it off like I was being cool and shit, but I was seriously shit my pants. Like, I didn't know what the hell was going on. I was like, I think I'm just going to hang up on my show because I think she's going to take it over and ruin me somehow. But she was very nice. No, she was very nice. She was just kind of like, I guess she didn't like fake Debbie. and because she came on right after that, and I was playing Debbie recordings and stuff like that, and so I think she was a little butthurt, as they say.
Yeah. I hope she has a nice.
Well, you know what? I was a little butthurt because of her little butt friend. Jake, that kid, he was talking smack about me. I know why you want to talk about butthurt. I know why that kid's butthurt. I know exactly why he doesn't like me. Whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't have enough time for all the hate. I don't. There's not enough hours in the day.
Well, sometimes it's fun to play the game, but sometimes, like Debbie says, you get tired of going to war.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Pretty much. I guess we need to do a roll call, don't we?
Yeah, they're getting mad.
It's the second hour. There's a lot more people in the chat now, so that's cool. Let me get this music queued up once more. We'll do another roll call. Let me find this here, shall I? Here we go. It's time for roll call, kids. The portion of the program where we salute everybody in the chit-chat room. I'm talking about you, Alvin Marcotte, Amish Assassin, Beach Bum 55, Beam Girl, Donnie C, Goofy Bone, Harry P. Ness, John Brand, Ken Moore, Sishu, Moxie, Patty Come Home, Patty Come Home, Detect Pita. Speaking, shouts to Pita. If anybody from Pita is listening. Oh, absolutely. Patty, I will salute the memory of Sloppy Swarm again. That was crazy. We had the ghost of Sloppy Swarm call in. That was so wild. Oh, that's right. A big cock in my mouth. I missed you. Oh, man. So, yeah, Sloppy Swarm called in. Wait, let me check my production notes here. Oh, no, I have them on the computer. Hang on, let me look at this. I had something prepared for Sloppy Swarm. I had it in one of these windows here. Be sure. No. Oh. Well, I'll find that. I'll try to find that and read that later. I wanted to read a memorandum or a memorial tribute, an RIP for Sloppy. So I'll try to track that down. Anyway, I got to finish the chat roll call. Let me open back up the chat room. All right, let's finish up here, shall we? Okay, Derek for your mom. So shouts to you. Also, Candy Hearts 27, Eve Adams Hotness, Interracial Love for You, It's Your Wife, Just in My Ass Please, Nikki 12, Mandy Licks Dykes, Steve Hungster, Labia Twister 47, Cammy. Wait a second. Oh, shit. Wrong chat room. My bad. Completely different window. Completely different website as well. My bad. What? I gotta find the BTR chat room. I had. Oh, wait a second. That was for this live webcam show I'm watching. I'm not gonna disclose that, so don't even. I guess it's embarrassing. All right, here we go. So yeah. Where'd I leave off? Who didn't I say? I'm gonna say it all again, really fast, from bottom to top. Tracy Gamore, The Tech Pato, Patty Come Home, Moxie, Kishu, Ken Moore, John Brand, Harry Penis, Goofy Bone, Donnie C, Bean Girl, Beach Bum 55, Amish Assassin, Alvin Marcotte, and a big cock in my mouth. And Kishu apparently has the tiny chat open. It's, and word on the street, Debbie Daly's over there. Who knew? I'll go over there a little bit later, but I got to hold things down here with the Mexican and Kishu and Ken Moore. So what's going? What am I missing in the? Is that the real Debbie Daly in the chat, Kishu?
It is the real freaking Debbie Daly.
No, I can't believe it. Why isn't she in my regular? Why isn't she in my PCR chat?
Because she's got the hairiness going on.
The hairiness? She's hairy?
Just
like she has like a hairy muff, like sticking out of her pants or something?
Apparently, your mother is in the chat as well.
My mom's in the chat?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, shouts to Mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Glad you made it, hon. Oh, I'm sure she's proud of her son. Yes, Mother. I'm glad I was able to see. That's when you know you're famous, is when your mom knows about you and she's in your chat room and shit.
This is true.
So I must have made it. Somehow word got back. Somehow word got back to my mom that her son is a kick-ass radio DJ podcaster phenom on the internet. And she got clued into it, and now she's going to get down for us in the chat room. Shouts to Mom. And, yeah, so Goofy, anything else on your mind? Are you in the Chinese chat? I feel like I'm the only one not over there.
You're the only one that's not here, seriously.
Yeah, I'm over there. I'm checking out Kishu. She's beautiful.
Oh, my God. Isn't she adorable? That's why I can't go over there. That's why I can't go over there, because if I go over there, I'm just going to be staring at her. I did that last night, and I got
distracted. I would get on the camera right now, but it's like, fuck, I look terrible because I'm growing the playoff beard, and, you know, I don't look like Goofy Bone.
Goofy, get on cam. Get on cam. Get on cam.
No, because Kermit
the
Frog's
on cam.
You
got to do it now, because you were like, I would get on cam right now. Well, do it. Get on right now.
I'm terrible.
There's some other hot bitch on cam, too.
Oh, really? Who?
Sonic is her name.
Oh. Not familiar with her work.
Happened or something.
Patty Comb says you look like a wetback Goofy. Well, you know what, Patty Comb? That's because he is a wetback. Ta-da. All right, kids, I'm on here on BTR. It's 347-826-7667. Call me now. I got people on the line, but their hands aren't up. If you want to talk, just press 1, and I'll bring you on. But we got through all the callers we had, it looks like. So if you want to join me, now's the time to do it. The lines are wide open. It's Saturday night party sexy time. And as I always do on every Saturday night party sexy time, I always like to play some Gogo Bordello, because it never feels like a party until I listen to some Gogo Bordello. But somebody raised their hand. Let me take this call. 111, you're on the air.
Biz?
Carl?
It's me, Carl.
Yeah, Carl, what's up, man?
What happened to Sloppy Swarm?
Oh, did you hear that call?
I did. What happened?
So sad, isn't it?
I'm really...
Well, it's a long story. It's a long story. I don't actually know the exact details. In fact, I've heard some of what happened, and it's actually pretty gory, and it'll make you a lot sadder or more disturbed. I think it's better you don't know the details, to be honest.
I think I'm gonna leave the apartment for a little while.
All right, it's okay. I'll make some tea for you, and when you get back, I'll make sure.
The chamomile teal. I love that.
Of course. Yeah, of course. I know. Come on. I know what you like.
And can you make that homemade hummus?
Oh man. All right. Yeah. After the show. Yeah. Sure.
I just can't believe Sloppy's Worm is gone.
I know. It's terrible. It's terrible.
But I'm taking the cat. I'm taking the cats with me too.
Yeah, take the cat for a walk. That'd be great. That's good for both of you.
I'm gonna keep them. I'm gonna keep them while we separate. I'm gonna miss you though. But
what
I really
separate. Wait, what do you mean separate?
I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave for a little while, Vince.
Are you going with Gavin? Wait, are you going with Gavin?
No, sloppy.
You're
sport
going with
invited.
Gavin, aren't you? Don't give me that shit. You're gonna be with Gavin, aren't you?
No, Sloppy Swarm has an apartment that I could stay in.
He called me.
No,
oh, really?
He's not.
Oh.
He was sick. He's sick. You made him sick. He told me you made him sick because you didn't back him. I don't know. I don't want to get involved in the politics segments, but I'm going to leave for a little while, and I'm taking the cats with me. And I'm going to leave their litter box just in case you have to babysit them.
All right, fine. Whatever. Get out of here. I got calls. Go. All right. That's Carl. 111, you're on the air.
Vince?
Liza?
Hi, it's Liza.
Hey, baby cakes. How you doing, sister?
Not doing too well.
Why? What's wrong?
You betrayed Sloppy Swarm. So to you, I say balls to you. Balls to you.
Oh. I'm sorry. That's when you know you've hit rock bottom, when Liza is disappointed with you. It's over. It's done. I've hit rock bottom. I'm finished. It's been good. It's been a good ride. All right, let's take another call. 209, you're on the air.
I just want to say hi.
Hey, who's this?
Callie.
Oh, Callie. Sorry, Callie. I didn't recognize you. It's been a long time, honey. I'm sorry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm having a good time. I'm just doing a show. It's open lines. I'm just trying to party and have some fun, you know?
That's cool. I miss you.
I miss you, too. I'm glad you came through. It's been a long time. A lot of shit has changed. And yet, so much has changed, yet so much is the same in some ways. But it's great to hear your voice. You used to be my entertainment correspondent, and I would love to know what is going on in the entertainment world that has you excited.
Let's see. I just watched the movie on Lifetime, William & Kate. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Are you excited for the... I don't know, but it's about Prince William and Kate Middleton, you know, the royal wedding. Everyone's so excited to see.
Now, what was the other thing you were going to ask me?
Well, if you've seen it, if you're excited about the wedding.
No, I'm not. I don't care about that. There was something else you wanted to ask me, another thing, another story.
I don't know. What about Gaga? Have you heard of the new Gaga?
The new Gaga, the remix thing?
Judas. No, Judas, the new single.
Mm-mm. There's a new single?
Yeah.
All right, no, I'll check it out. I missed it. I'll check it out. I'll review it. I'll review it tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll do a review on it.
Okay.
But what else? What else do you got? What else is new?
What else do I have? Let me check Twitter.
There was some news item about Lady Gaga. She got in a fight with a reporter, and because he was like, there's some mashup where it compares your... Born This Way to some Madonna song. It's like a straight up ripoff, and yeah, and it does sound like. I mean, that's the first thing when I heard the song, I was like, wait, is this Madonna or Lady Gaga? And then at the awards, she's trying to like cover it by saying, "Oh, I wrote that song. I wrote that song with Whitney Houston in mind. So shouts to Whitney Houston. I was thinking of you, girl." When I wrote that song, even though it sounds like Madonna.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you watch the online video? It's actually turned into a song, but some guy has this little catchphrase, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your husband, we're raping everyone out here. You know, that guy, I don't know his name, but I guess someone tried to rape his sister, and, like, on the news, he said, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your husbands, they're raping everyone out here. And I guess he made a song. Well, a YouTube sensation is caught with pot. Now he has mugshot. But Yeah. What else? Oh, there's another franchise for wives. You know, they have Mob Wives, they had Basketball Wives, they have millions of wives. Now they have Wrestling Wives. So.
Wrestling Wives?
Yeah. Like, you know, WWE, they have, like, you know, the wives of the wrestlers.
Is the chick from that's married to Vince McMahon, is she in that?
No.
She ran for, I forgot her name. Linda McMahon. Linda McMahon, she ran for Senate in Connecticut. I think she lost, though.
Yeah, she did.
But I could see her slutting herself for that now that she's a free agent, I guess.
They should have Blog Talk Wives.
Blog Talk Wives?
Mm-hmm.
I have the Knights of BTR.
Oh, no.
It's just a segment, stupid segment where I cut up, like, dramatic clips from shows, people talking smack and being dramatic.
Ooh. Who's talking smack?
Nobody. Nobody's talking smack. That's something in the past that I've done. But never mind. Forget it. What else do you have? Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it.
So you're down with this new Lady Gaga. You're liking that.
I don't like it.
Oh, you don't like it?
I don't.
Oh. Very well, then. All right. Hey, you want to hang out and take calls with me?
Yeah, apparently I need a new personality, though.
Oh, are you looking at the chat room?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't
John
do that. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Just relax. Relax. We'll take calls. It's all good, sister. Just simmer down. Okay. Simmer down. Relax. Keep your panties on. And let's take a call here.
Are you sure you want them on?
111, you're on the air.
Hello, Vince.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Mr. Miyagi. How are you?
Oh my God, Mr. Miyagi. I'm good. I'm glad you're here. What's up?
Vince, I'm very disheartened. I heard some rumors about you turning on the troops. Is that true?
Well, I didn't turn on the troops, Mr. Miyagi. All due respect, I postponed a troll battle. I thought the planning was going into motion, and I put the brakes on it. And it doesn't mean it's not going to go into motion at some other later date. It just means it's suspended right now. But there was some collateral damage, and I really regret that. And obviously, if I had enough knowledge, I would have, you know, avoided that. But, you know, we lost some people.
Mr. Vince, in the art of war, we say security against a defeat implies defensive tactics. Ability to defeat the enemy means taking the offensive. You lack that efficiency. You do not take the offensive. Why do you hide in the corner? Why do you sacrifice others and take the victory upon yourself? What is going on, Vince? What is happening?
I'm sorry.
Vince, please.
I didn't hear. What was the question again?
How can I help you if you do not help yourself? I am trying to teach you how to wax on, wax off, jerk off, jerk on. Please, please, please.
I do that. I know. You have taught me that, and I have been doing that, sir. I know. I'm telling you. What I'm telling you right now, all due respect, Mr. Miyagi, is that I, as the commander in chief of this particular battalion, brigade, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Mr. Vince, please, I made
a strategic decision to call off that battle. I did lose some troops. I did lose some valiant soldiers. I admit it. But I spared 100 more by not going forward with it, because you'll see the next day the shit just blew up in Deb Daly's chat, and we would have lost a lot of more people if they got swept up in that, my friend.
Vince, your battle was not an honorable one. You sacrificed many a warrior to just elevate your ego. You, sir, are a coward. and I don't know.
Oh, I don't need to take this from you or anybody, Mr. Miyagi. I don't care about your waxing and your offing, all right? I got a fucking radio show to do here. I got callers on the phone, and I don't have any time for this dilly-dally chit-chatting, you know, he said, she said, after the fact stuff, all right? 3478. Huh? Go ahead.
Maybe he needs to wax his eyebrows. Maybe he has a unibrow and he can't get laid.
347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay with Goofy Bone, Kishu, and your girl Callie. And we're also going to add on another caller now that has their hand raised. Block number, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince, what's happening? What's going on? Listen.
Is this Jesse?
Yeah, it's me, Jesse. Looks like I got
hey,
3 minutes.
Hey, everybody, it's the governor, Jesse Ventura. He's our man on the inside. You know him from Conspiracy Theory. He's been doing an undercover sting on Debbie Daly, and he checks in with us from time to time. He can only talk to us for under 33 minutes because he's on a secure line. So without any further ado, Jesse, the former governor of Minnesota, Ventura, what's up?
Listen, man. I was just called up. You guys know 9/11 is a conspiracy, right?
Of course. Of course. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Everybody knew. Everybody fucking knew about this shit. You know, down to the president, down to the homeless guy. Everybody knew this shit was planned. But listen, bro, that's not here, not there, all right? Listen, what's going on with this fucking war, bro? What's going on? Because, listen, I want to tell you something. I think this is a conspiracy, and you know what? I don't know if you're involved or not, but, you know, I'm kind of questioning my relationship with you and me calling this line. I think that I'm jeopardizing my location right now. But, I just want to tell you that, you know, you are a good friend of mine. You know, me as a governor, former governor, you know, you just got to straighten your ass out, Vince. You got to back the troops. Be back on them no matter what happens, Vince. You're the commander. You're the commander, brother. All right? Listen, I got to go. I got to go. I got no time left. But listen, keep your head high. Back the trolls. Back the trolls, all right? I'll see you, Vince. Take care.
All right, Governor. Appreciate it. Yeah, no problem. Good advice. Wise, sage advice from the governor, Jesse Ventura. What do you think of that, Callie? You've been away from my show for a while. Suddenly, I'm not so bad. All right. I have fucking Jesse the Body Ventura calling in and doing investigatory work for me. What do you think of that?
Wow. I miss you. I don't miss the crazy people from your show. But
what crazy people? No, I mean every once in a while I get a wacky caller, but you know the regulars are usually cool.
Like Jesse, he's a little weird, and Mr. Miyagi is a little weird. I probably don't understand it because I haven't, you know.
Yeah, I know. These guys, they check in with me. I have a lot of people on the ground out there, and they report back into me. A lot of people with connections all over the globe, and they like me. I build relationships with folks, form alliances, and it's sort of a you scratch my back, I scratch yours sort of thing. Jesse, of course, just came out with a book. It's about these documents that all citizens of the United States should read, and I help promote his book on my show. And in exchange for that, he gives me intel on Debbie Daly.
So let's
take another call here. Area code 714. You're on with Vince in the Bay and your
hello.
Hey, who's this?
My name's Thomas. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Thomas. What's on your mind tonight, bro?
Well, I got a friend named Scotty, and you know he's a little on the. Let's see. I can't really figure out how to explain this, but he's not quite the religious type, and he wanted me to, come on here, and he threw some pretty good facts at me, and, I'm sorry, my mind's so messed up right now, I can't even think straight. I'm trying to think. I'm so sorry, man. I just, had a bunch of stuff to say.
No problem, no problem. Slow down. Just relax. It's not a big deal. This isn't real radio. It's just the internet. Nobody's listening. So just collect your thoughts. Collect your thoughts and just say it.
Okay. And see, what exactly is this room? Like, what is it that, what do you do to help people?
I'm sorry? Hello? Are you still there? No? All right. I'm worried about that kid. I hope he's not in any weird narcotics.
He has a hot voice, but his story kind of feels...
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah, let's take another one here. 111, you're on with Vince in the Bay.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Hi, Vince. How are you doing?
Pretty good, man. What's up?
I want to talk about my UFO experience, if possible.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is this a paranormal show? Oh, okay. I've been seeing lights in Murrayville, Pennsylvania. The UFOs are always hovering over my home. I don't know if they're alien beings from another planet or probably from a planet Zulu or Dimension X, but I'm really scared. And I want to know if I have any basis for being scared. Are they friendly or are they here to eat us? I don't know. I'm hoping you can enlighten me.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Well, I would say that 99% of them are harmless. I don't think they're out to get you at all. I think they just want to be friends. They just want to, you know, have a good time and pursue life, liberty, and happiness like anybody else, any other sovereign individual in this universe. So, I wouldn't worry too much. I think you'll be all right.
Do you happen to know their primary means of propulsion? How do they get here from a planet from so far away? I'm just curious. Perhaps they're using some sort of light entrance ramp. Not for sure.
No, I think they have spaceships.
Yes, but what is their main form of propulsion?
Main form of what?
Propulsion system.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I don't know.
This is a paranormal show, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I just haven't looked into that subject.
You don't sound like you know what you're talking about. I think I dialed the wrong number. I'm not too sure. All right, take care.
What a silly Negro.
I got another call here. 111 block number. You're on with Vince in the Bay and your girl, Kelly. Blocked number. You're on the air. Your hand's up.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's that?
Excuse me? Who the heck is this?
This is Vince in the Bay. It's
Hello?
It's an online radio show. You're on with Vince in the Bay, your girl Callie, and Kishu.
Serenity, if this is you, I'm going to ram my fucking fist up your fucking box.
Interesting.
What a silly Negro.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay, taking calls 347-826-7667. Callie, so tell me, you have your own reality show, do you not?
Yes, I do.
do you want to tell us about that or not?
Yeah, I can tell you about it.
Sure. Yeah, what's going on with that?
So I wanted to do a reality show, and I figured the easiest way to do it would be, you know, on live stream. So throughout, you know, the day, or you just, it's randomly, you know, it's reality, it's real, it's live, it's not scripted or anything like that. And so I just go on Ustream on my iPhone and just record things happening. You see me at work, you see me with, like, friends, you see me just kind of, like, I don't know. One time I was, like, listening to music, so I recorded my, you know, I was obviously talking, listening to music. Random things happen, especially at work. I've had a lot of random things happen lately, and there's just little video clips. It's not like half an hour. They're just like maybe 10 minutes long, and they're funny. Some of them are weird, and you're like, what the fuck? And so I like doing it.
Cool. And I'm sorry, what's the site for that?
It's Ustream, ustream.com/user/ Callie's World XOXO.
Cool. All right, let's take more calls. Area code 608, you're on with Vince in the Bay and your girl Callie. And Kishu. Kishu, you're here too.
Yay.
Hey, will you cunt suck my dick or what?
How big is it?
fucking huge, unbelievably
right.
huge.
Yeah, well, measure.
Is it a pretty dick?
Pixar, it isn't true. Pixar, it isn't true.
Well,
yeah,
fucking.
Yeah.
If it's huge, I'm all on it, dude. I'm a VTR slut. Everybody knows that.
Pixar, it isn't true.
It's like a decent size. I mean, like, it's not freakishly huge. Like, you would totally, like, if you saw it, you'd totally want to suck it. Like, I'm just saying.
Like, do you know how to use it? Because if it's there and you really don't know how to use it, you know, then there's no.
Is that a serious question? Of course. I'm a fucking pro. Come fucking get it.
How many inches?
Like 1,000.
Oh, really?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Wow, that's got to be at least like a couple of feet, right?
Yeah, well, it's more like 5,200.
So that's like, so that's kind of like.
How many feet is a mile again? I don't remember. Anyway.
Wow. You know what? I'm on Google Maps. I can see it on the satellite view. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that thing's
huge. Yeah, well, anyway, this is boring. Bye.
All right. Thanks for coming out.
347-826-7667
is the number. We got a 111 block number. You're on the air with Vince in the Bay, your girl Callie, and Kishu.
Hey, Vince. What's going on?
Hey, bro. What's going on with you, my man?
Hey, it's me, Jim. Jimmy from Newark. What's going on, man?
Jimmy from Newark. Good to have you on the program, my friend. What is on your mind tonight, my friend?
I'm just a little curious about that girl, Kishu, out there. She's got a lovely voice.
She does, doesn't she? It's amazing.
Well,
she sounds like she could be like a phone sex operator and a stripper in the same fucking person. Isn't that amazing? She can make money all day long doing sex shit.
Hell yeah, I could.
Do you mind if I just try my best to rap to her?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it, my man.
Start rapping, baby.
Kishu,
rap away, my brother.
Kishu, you single?
Kind of.
Oh, single.
I'm a slave to many men.
Oh, perchance, do you have any hairy nipples?
Actually, I have two hairs on my left nipple that I tweeze out twice a week.
Oh, I love hairy nipples. I also like a girl with big
feet.
Yeah,
I can let them grow. Maybe they'll be like 4 or 5 inches if I let them grow for a while.
No, I like stubble. I like to suckle and feel the stubble on my cheek. I really do. Oh, man. You sound so good. You're making me wet.
Hell yeah.
Moist. Like, I could feel a froth just building up in my it's feeling good. Ooh, I'm rubbing it, actually. It's just like, frothy. Feels frothy.
Sounds delicious.
We're going to take a little break. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince the Band. Oh, water is nice and cool. Feels good. Oh yeah, my big butt is dangling over it. And I'm just gonna ease in here. Don't mind my big fat ass as I ease into the water here.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey kids, like I see people are starting to rage a little bit in the chat. No, they're not raging. It's RIP Paige. Kishu said RIP Paige. My bad. So you want to do an RIP Paige for Sloppy?
I do. And some win picks.
Yeah, we should do that.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen the one with Sloppy with a when he first got hit by Debbie? He got hit with the gigantic hole puncher, and there's literally a divot like punched through his fucking chest cavity. It was amazing. I'd never seen a chest cavity get hole punched before. Debbie Daly is ruthless. So we should, by all means, construct a tribute page to Sloppy. It was very disturbing and gruesome how he was taken from us. And we should all definitely, in fact, let's just take a moment here. We're going to take a moment of silence for Sloppy. Just going to put everybody on mute for Sloppy.
Thank you, very nice.
All right, we're back. Vince in the Bay taking calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. Going straight to the phone lines. Area blocked number. You're on the air with Vince in the Bay, Kishu, the Mexican, and your girl, Callie. What's on your mind?
I'm going to beat the shit out of your fucking mother that gave birth to you, you fucking cock-sucking motherfucker.
Did they hang up yet?
No.
Fuck off!
Can you read my bloody bag, baby?
Fucking balls and run them down your goddamn throat and make you a new fucking box.
Oh, goodness.
You sure you got the right number? You sure you got the right number? This is the...
Are you looking for...
We're taking...
My show's on the first.
So what do you think...
I'm going to find you up, fucking head off, and I'll be on goddamn dick, all right?
Are you mad? Maybe. You mad, bro? You mad?
Dead. Get the fuck off
bro.
My goddamn box.
Wow, sounded mad.
I hope you're not dead.
You dead, bro?
You dead, bro? Bro, you dead? You
I
dead,
hope
bro?
You're not dead, bro? I'm scared.
So, Vince, seriously,
yeah,
I think we should make a rip page for Sloppy. I heard
that
you're like
get
a
on
vicious
it, for sure.
Rip
get on
troll
it.
Now.
Do it. I'm not a web person, so that's
no,
somebody else's territory.
No, seriously, like I heard that you were like a vicious rip troll now. That you were like hardcore out there.
I could do some rip videos. If you wanted to give me some material for a rip video, I could do a kick-ass rip video, but I'm not going to do a page. That's not me. I don't design
no,
websites.
But I've already seen like the you've already been doing it, I thought.
How do you, what are you talking about?
Okay. I'll link you in a second.
Yeah, look.
All your web pages, Vince. Don't lie. You know, you have so many web pages.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. We got some more callers here. 111, you're on the air.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Who the hell is that?
What guy is it?
Oh, that voice makes me so wet.
What the hell? Who is that?
You're throwing my cousin's rib cage, you motherfucker! I'm gonna come and fucking do something to your penis. It ain't never been done before.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
Are the other people watching Glee tonight?
Hello?
Larry O'Connell.
Enough of the theater talk.
What's going on?
What's going on with you, bro? You mad?
You mad, bro?
I'm not.
How you doing?
No, but seriously, like, man, I thought this was
not a whole lot
like...
going on.
What's that?
This was like, it started weeks ago, this rip trolling. Like, I thought that you were just like, that it was really you.
No. No, I don't do that shit. Hey, yeah, Deb Daly's in the chat room. Deb Daly and Jake.
Tell her to call. I want to talk to her.
We're on the network.
So, yeah, shouts out to the chit chatters for hanging tight here. We got about 5 minutes to go. It's really nice to see the love in the chit chat room, especially for a random Saturday night show. And I appreciate the love, especially you, a big cock in my mouth.
Oh God,
Alvin Marcot, Amish assassin, Carlito from Mexico, bringing it tonight. Love Carlito, man, you're the man. I'm glad you didn't go down in the battle. Debbie Daly. Duty
the
Balls.
Great, the great Debbie Daly.
Debbie. Are we on the network, Debbie? Debbie Daly, are we on the network? Oh my God, Debbie Daly, are we on the network? Duty Balls. I fucking love Duty Balls. Oh, and he just left. You fucking asshole. I love Duty Balls. I don't care. I hope somebody samples that. Dick Burns, if you're going to sample anything, you sample this. I love Duty Balls. There you go. So Goofy Bone, shouts to you for being in the chat. John Brand, Jake Kishu, Patty, Peppy Peterson. The Tech Pedo, Tracy DeMore Belton, and your girl, Callie. And your girl Callie has been my guest tonight. I shouts to you, your girl Callie. We're gonna sign off here in a second. Do you want to give us one last plug of your show and your website and how people can check it out?
Thanks, Vince. It's just ustream.com/user/Callie's World XOXO. But I really miss you. Like, I miss your shows and stuff. Not
I miss
all
you
the
too.
Crazy people.
Oh, I you know what? I love all the crazy people, and I don't care that you don't like them, but that's fine. And you're welcome to pop in from time to time. There's no hard feelings whatsoever. The views and the opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio, Vince in the Bay, or anybody affiliated with the VITBC.
No, I mean, I told you why I haven't been around, but, like, dude, as a person, love you. Weird, crazy people, not so much. But you know, just you're awesome.
Don't let them get you down. You know what? I don't let the weird, crazy people get me down. I really don't. And that's the bottom line. All right, thanks a lot, Callie. Again, I'm sorry. That website one more time for your internet show.
ustream.com/user/ Callie's World XOXO.
All right, let's take a few more calls here before we say goodbye. 111, you're on the air with Vince in the Bay, your girl Callie, Kishu, and the Mexican. Yeah, who's this?
Vince, the ghost of Sloppy Swarm again.
Oh, Sloppy, it's so good to have you
Listen,
here. What's up?
I see that bitch Debbie's in the room. If she's got any balls, she'd call in right now and face me. That coward. For her, she is the reason I'm no longer here and I'm banned. But I'm ready. I'm ready for justice from beyond. I'm ready to take down the thyroid stomping bitch right now. Call, Debbie. Call now, because I'm ready. And I'll hang out. I ain't playing. I'm sloppy swarm. I'm like a swarm of sloppiness. I'll just stomp on your ass, Debbie. I'll stomp on it. Is she calling in, Vince?
I don't know. We'll find out. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. Stay right there. Stay right there, sloppy.
Yeah,
don't go anywhere.
I am.
All right. This is what I'm going to do. I'm fucking tired. I want to go to bed. But I'm going to wrap up the show, the live show, say goodbye to everybody. And we'll do a little, what do you call it, audio orgy, if you will. What I'm going to do is I'm gonna sign off and take a quick break and then open up all the lines and we'll do some audio graffiti and see what happens. So, Deb Daly, there's been a request. Sloppy is here, and he wants to participate in the audio orgy with you. And we'll do that in the overtime, because we're running out of time to do it live. So I'm just going to say, if you want to get in on this, if you want to listen to it, hopefully Deb Daly calls in. I don't know. But we already have 6 callers on the board, so you people are locked in. Any folks out there who are shy or bashful, this is the time to get over it and call in. This could be fun, I think. It's going to be good radio, or maybe not. But we're going to make this happen. So call in now. And, like I said, I'm going to take a break and then we'll do that. So thanks to everybody for tuning in. Thanks for everybody for calling in. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm going to do it again tomorrow night, I guess, probably. Tomorrow will be the mega show. Mega, mega show. So make sure you stick around for that tomorrow. Or show up for that tomorrow, whatever. In the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, youtube.com/VinceInTheBay, VinceInTheBay.blogspot.com. If there's anything else you want to know, just go to Saul. He apparently knows, he's my personal biographer, and he can hook you up with any other websites that are affiliated with myself, or my mother, or my father, or my sister, or my cousin, or my uncle, or my postman. And that's it, kids. Good night. I'll see you tomorrow. Shut the fuck up, bitch. I know I got 10 seconds. It's Vince in the Bay. Peace out.
So thankful, baby. I was the one.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hey, Keisha, are you still there? Goofy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. Go ahead. You can leave.
Weedmaps.com.
Weedmaps.com. No, we're still going. It's overtime. We're not live anymore. It's just...
Okay.
We got three more people on the line. There's three... okay, before we do this, we know one of the callers, they're all block numbers. Now, we know that one of them is sloppy. And there's two other. Do you guys think that one of the other two callers is Deb Daly?
Let's hope.
Maybe.
All right, let's see.
Hey, Ben,
okay.
I linked you that stuff. I sent it, the link to you in the chat in your Skype.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if you got it or not. Also, everybody should come over to the Tiny Chat because it's awesome.
Cool. No.
Hey, baby.
Tiny Chat is popping off, apparently. I'm Vincent Bay. So, all right, we have Sloppy. You still there? All right, you ready for this, Sloppy?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready!
All right, let's see if this caller is who you want it to be. Caller, blocked caller number one, you're on the air.
Hi, Vin.
Oh, shit.
Carl.
Dude, we thought we had Deb Daly, dude. Fuck.
Oh, man. No, Vince, but leave me alone. I want to speak to her, Vince. I want to speak to her.
All right, fine. All right, God. Well, that only leaves one left. God, I hope this is Deb Daly. If not, then we have no fucking show. All right, let's go. Blocked call number two. You're on the air.
We're on the network.
Oh, it's Debbie. Good. All right. Thank God.
225 Sunray Lane, Sunnyvale, Texas, 7518.
So Sloppy, that's, you got Debbie on there somewhere. Do you want to share something with her? Go ahead.
Oh, Debbie. 3, 2, 1. Listen, you fucking skank. What the fuck you do with my name? Why the fuck did you ban me? And who the fuck are you, a BTR, to think that you could do anything to us, the trolls of Vince Show? Who the hell do you think you are with your cross-eyed fucking bimbo look and your fucking thyroid blasted neck? Huh? Who the hell do you think you are?
Hi! Hi now, Pumpkin. Pumpkin? Can you hear me, Pumpkin?
We can hear you, Deb. Deb, we can hear you. We can hear you, Deb. Go ahead.
That's not
Debbie. Who the GKK is? I have been a member of BTR. I mean, I am their highest rated host ever.
She is.
When I say it goes, and you just ask Victor.
I'm so highly disappointed in you, Vic. I really thought you would have Debbie here.
Wait, is that, no, that's Debbie right there.
Then you bring this puppet. You bring a puppet, a room temperature meatball in her stead. Thanks, Vince. Thanks a lot.
Oh, that's not Debbie? Vince, are you telling me that's a fake Debbie? You know there's a fake Debbie out there? I know there's a Debbie keeps talking about how somebody's obsessed with her and won't stop trolling her, but I didn't think it went to the extent that there might be a fake Debbie out there like posing as her. Are you kidding me?
Vince, hello?
Yeah, Carl, you're on.
Yeah, I just wanted to dedicate a song to Sloppy Swarm. Sloppy, can you hear me? I can hear you. I can hear you. This is for you, Sloppy. Hold on, set up, Mike.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
No. It's better. This is to remember Sloppy.
Yeah.
What the hell? Hey, that's kind of loud. What is it? Oh. Thank you. Sloppy, I miss you, Sloppy. Oh, I miss you too. I miss all of you guys, but I don't know how to
Sloppy.
Make a name. I don't know how to make
Sloppy.
Another name. I'm kind of screwed. Sloppy, can you leave the back door open? I'm coming over.
Wait, where are you going?
Can I tell you a secret, Sloppy? I was banned too, dude. It's called a Sloppy, and you can do your name again, and you're good.
I'm leaving, Vince. I want to tell you, Vince. I'm going to leave
you. All right, okay, Carl. Thanks for coming through. That's fine. I understand. I didn't realize. I thought Sloppy was really dead. But he's just dead in the BTR universe, and that's fine.
Sloppy, go ahead.
You belong with him.
Sloppy, Vince. I want to be resurrected, and I want you to choose my new name.
All right, I'll have to think about that one. You can't put me on the spot like that. But I'll work on that and get back to you.
I could put you on the spot, God damn it, because you betrayed us. You betrayed us, you son of a bitch. You betrayed us.
What a silly Negro.
Hurts from people, please.
You stupid fuck. You better
he's
step right up.
Borrowing
and
work from people. He's
stupid fuck.
Sloppy.
Yeah.
He's fucking
Sloppy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Sloppy. I want to fuck Moxie.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Me too, dude. Me
good.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
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 Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
All right, kids.
Get
I appreciate the love.
Get
thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
He's fucking borrowing words from people. He's on a
stupid. Vince.
Yeah, what's up?
I miss you already.
I miss you too. Do you want to come back? Are you sick of Sloppy already?
No. I'm almost at his house. I rode the unicycle there.
Oh, shit. For real?
Yeah.
Well, how am I going to get to church?
You could just walk. Or do you still have those roller skates?
No, I sold them because I need to pay rent and get some bread for dinner.
You know, Vince, you're a real asshole lately.
These people are idiots. Let me go to another caller here. 111, are you there?
Ghost to ghost.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I got a story for you. Alright, well, why are you the crapper telling
us? Alright, kids, I'm taking off. Thanks a lot. It was fun coming out. Thanks, Scoop. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. Thanks, Shu. I love you. Thanks a lot, Carl. Carl, I love you. And come back to me sometime if it doesn't work out with Sloppy. Sloppy,
I love you, dude.
I'm going to work on your name. I don't know what it is now, but it's going to be good. Trust me, right, bro? And I'll catch you all the rest of you kids later. Peace out.
WeedMaps.com. I want to fuck Moxie. I want to fuck her.
He wants to fuck Moxie? Is that what he just said?
I want
to
fuck Moxie.
I want to fuck Moxie. Well, first of all, why are you running after a couple of people? Because you don't have any temptations with some guy. I mean, look at the San Francisco people. Isn't that tempting you, honestly? You're around it so much. Is it the negative gay energy that's just wanting you to, kneel down and service a glory hole and some shit stalls?
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, it just ain't there. Winning.
Is anybody there? I mean, I hope somebody out there can hear this right here. Just listen. Hey, yo, it's Saturday. Can you hear him sing? Ain't this like a celebration? get to the top, we still notice my acceleration. I do it for the have-nots, for the boy playing ball on the block. That fool told me to kiss with the shot, so I stopped giving mad, but I came with a plot. Plot. I probably moved on to my next axis. And if she calling, I don't care about what my ex axis. Why? Cause I'm in the lab like Bill, not a science guy. Fly to fly, could jump on the top of the Empire State Building, just glide. If I nail girl, say that I ain't well in down like Harvard and Yale. Ladies, man, Jesse Kostopoulos. I'm getting shows booked. I'll be the novelist, Superman, Metropolis. I profit off my topic pick. Periodically, I'm in my element. Prosperous, I'm prosperous. Say we loud or too rockerish. Bro, how long are you locked in it? I say I'm till apocalypse. I got this.
Put a broadcast out there for people to learn from so they don't have to sit on their fat asses and complain that I ain't got no opportunity because my kids and all this other crap. And lo and behold, right. I've got you know, Bill Wagner crew, you know, shoved so far up my anal passage. I mean, why don't you just tell them to take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack already, Bill?
They're all